welcome first my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American May VA. Paul, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I'm very excited to welcome Gracie Lynn today. She is a Christian novelist, writer, and so she's going to tell us all about her book today.
Okay.
Hi, Gracie. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
What motivated you to start writing? What made you want to write books?
It was kind of crazy. When I first got divorced, I started writing for a church. I started writing plays for the singles ministry. And at that time, I got like a dream when I was told in the dream that I should be a Christian author. So I kind of shut down the ministry and for the plays because I wasn't getting any money at that. I thought this needs to be an occupation. So I started writing The Shattered Vase. I wrote the first manuscript over a course of 10 years because at that time I was also working as a nurse and raising three kids as a single mother. So I wrote when I could. And at the end of 10 years, I had a little talk with another friend of mine who was a writer, and he said the book was way too dark. And so I prayed about it, and God said, yeah, it's too dark. So I said, okay, let's start all over again. And after 10 years of writing one book, I had to trash that book and start all over again. And that's when The Shattered Vase became my story. But it's interesting that the first book really was me working through all of my darkness.
Right. And we all have to work through it.
Yeah.
And how did it help you working through that darkness?
I think about all the things I had to come to terms with, my own self-deceit, my own bitterness, my own forgiveness. If I'm going to write a book about how to fight the devil, I've got to fight the devil in my own life and make sure I have gained victory over the areas that I'm teaching other people to gain victory over. I have to make sure I'm victorious in that area. And that was what the first book was all about just getting all the darkness out. And then the second book was more about the symbolism of God using people to help us over the obstacles that the devil tries to put in our pathway, and how we can look to other Christians. Hopefully they will be the ones. Sometimes Christians aren't the ones. Sometimes it's somebody with just a very good heart that can help us go through things. And I think one of the things about my book is the Christians are the people that represent the character of God is grace, faith, mercy, hope, and joy. They're all inside of people. And one of my editors really had a fit because he said, well, then the devil needs to be inside of people too. And I'm like, no, because we allow the devil into ourselves. We don't, mm-hmm. He did not have to give up anything to be in us. Jesus was the sacrifice that allowed God to be a part of our lives. And so I wanted God to be represented in actual people, but the devil just be represented as like demonic entities that invade our emotions. So there's like two different ways of looking at the spiritual realm in my book.
No, I definitely think so. And you kind of, how do you practice Christianity versus other people when you're writing? When you talk about the devil versus Jesus versus the whole process, do you have a contemporary outlook in your books, or what would you say?
I think it is more contemporary. I mean, I've read C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters. I've read Frank Peretti's Angels of Darkness, and it's a whole different take on spiritual warfare because neither one of those, and as a woman, being an emotional human being, I think that the devil can work through our emotions much more easily than he can work through a broken car. Or a flat tire, or whatever, which is what kind of the take that Frank Peretti did, which no doubt he can work through those things too. But I believe that we have to guard our emotions, guard our mind, guard our thoughts, guard our heart, guard our behavior in order to allow the Holy Spirit to dwell within us and to really be what God wants us to be. And that's not always easy.
No, it's definitely not easy. It's something that you constantly struggle with to be a good person because all these distractions and different things happen. So your second book kind of really explains things further of your journey and your mission then after the first one?
The first one was never published. Pulled that contract. I had already paid for somebody, but I said, no, if God doesn't want it, then we're not going to do it. The Shattered Vase is really about healing. from and not only about healing, but about gaining victory over wounds that could cripple us. Right. You know, the lady in the book had her husband left her for another woman. She also had a flashback of horrific child abuse. And how she responds to each of those measures determines whether they cripple her or whether she gains victory over them. One of the things she does not do, she does not ever say anything bad about the father.
Right.
Even though he did leave her for another woman. And she really is very, very protective of her children and the fact that she doesn't really harbor, she never even lets her children know that the grandmother beat her until she was bleeding.
Wow.
So she's always protecting the innocence of her children. And I think that is such an admirable quality.
Yeah.
When the stepmother like basically demolishes one of her kids, she doesn't focus on that and say how horrible the stepmother is. She just flips it and turns to a verse in the Bible and says, well, right here it says you're a masterpiece. And that's God. You know, so I just think that there's so many different lessons in this book about how to turn things that are bad and flip them for good.
Okay. You know, and it's definitely, it's something that your mission is going through to get to your hope, right?
Yeah.
Through this. And what has been the feedback of your book so far?
I've had 5-star reviews. I've had, it's been called a classical masterpiece by literary critics. Nobody's really said anything bad about it. They've all thought it was really a wonderful book. It's one of the guys that I interviewed with in West Virginia, Dwayne Fowler, he said it was a book that he has never read a book like this. It's completely unique. It's very different. There's no other book that's been written in this form about this kind of spiritual, that I haven't read any at least, that have been like, had this take on spiritual warfare.
Wow. And how you handle it versus other people handle the spiritual warfare, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people are talking redemption stories, but this one is this woman always is being faith-filled, it sounds like.
Yeah. And Gene, the crazy thing about it is I didn't write it for the church choir, so I did. Church isn't even mentioned there. She doesn't even go to church. But she is so surrounded by the Spirit of God. So, you know, I go to church. I go to church a lot. I'm a co-leader of a Bible study and stuff like that. For me, I need church. But this lady is so strong within her own spiritual realm that she just attracts the Spirit of God in different people. And she's very, very knowledgeable about the Bible. And if not, then they tell her about the Bible.
Why should people read this book? What will they gain?
It's a book of hope. It's a book of hope because there's a lot of despair in the world today. There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of things that are happening in the world that are not good. There's a lot of division in politics. There's a lot of divisiveness everywhere. This is a book that when you finish it, sometimes it'll just... It's so powerful that actually one of my guy friends said it brought tears to his eyes. And he said he was just crying at the end of it because it was so powerful. And he really liked it. It wasn't. And the other thing too about it is I had a friend of mine that I met in Italy that was Hindu. He read the book. He loved the book too. So it crosses religious lines, it crosses. I've had teenagers love the book. Grandmas love the book. It crosses generational lines. It crosses religious lines. It is a book that resonates with everybody.
Wow. And that's fantastic. And where's the best place people could pick up your book?
Amazon. Yeah. It's called The Shattered Vase or Vase by Gracie Lynn.
All right. Awesome. Do you have a website people can check you out? Or
Gracie Lynn, and that's Lynn with an E at the end, LYNNE, GracieLynn.com. I'm now just coming out with a series of devotionals called Words of Wisdom. And I deal with different aspects of Christianity. Right now, my first few books in that series is going to be about dating. And that's not easy to do when you have, in this day and age, when you have morals and you have...
Yeah.
as standards, it's not easy to do.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.